This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. U.S. President Donald Trump says he will take steps to ban the TikTok app in the United States because of its Chinese ownership and security concerns. AP's Jackie Quinn has more.
TikTok is known for its fun and goofy videos, but some lawmakers have raised concerns about possible intelligence and privacy issues because it's owned by the Chinese company ByteDance. President Trump brought it up Friday.
We may be banning TikTok. We may be doing some other things.
And then doubled down that he's going to ban the app with some type of executive order. TikTok denies allegations that it shares user data with the Chinese government, but the company's operations in the U.S. have been under review by the Committee on Foreign Investment. And the warnings are similar to those issued about Chinese-owned Huawei and ZTE. There are media reports of U.S. software companies vying to buy TikTok from ByteDance. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
The World Health Organization says the coronavirus pandemic will be a lengthy one. Citing the likelihood of response fatigue, the Health Organization's Emergency Committee anticipates the COVID-19 pandemic will be long and the global risk level of COVID-19 very high. So far worldwide, at least 17.8 million people have been infected and at least 685,000 people have died, according to Johns Hopkins University. Australia's Victoria state declared a disaster on Sunday and imposed a nightly curfew for the capital, Melbourne, as part of the harshest movement restrictions to date to contain a resurgence in COVID-19. Melbourne, Australia's second largest city, is already under a reimposed 6-week stay-home order as cases surge.